Estevan, Emily Ursu used her valedictorian speech at the Estevan Comprehensive School's graduation ceremony to reflect on her experiences and thank those who helped her over the years. Ursu, who had a 97.54 average, reminded the students during the June 14th convocation at Affinity Place that they had a unique start to their high school experience in 2021 during the COVID-19 pandemic. They endured the three-hour classes that they hated and even went through online learning. But they also had fun times, such as a dunk tank, an ice cream truck, board games, chaotic musical chairs and taping principal James Jones to a wall during their grade 10 talent show. There's something cool about the memories we get to share that future grades won't understand in the same way, said Ursu. That's a way that our high school experience will stay with us. So many people have helped her reach this point. Her parents always encouraged her to do her best, reminded her of what she needed to do, proofread her assignments and helped with projects when she was younger. We all have some sort of parent figure in our lives that we're able to count on throughout these past 4 years, but also before that, said Ursu. Friends pushed her out of her comfort zone, motivated her and were great to be around for high school. Teachers and coaches wanted to see the youth succeed, not only as students but also as people. There are teachers and coaches who have made a positive impact on our experiences here, and they will be missed. Ursu also thanked God for the traits she has, and Ursu said each student was created uniquely with different passions and callings. She predicted her peers would do different things to contribute to society. I would be lost in almost any of shops, which many of you here do, well. Some of us have no idea what to do next year, and even though they used to tell us we have to have it all figured out by now, it's all right not to, she said. Kyle Whitehead introduced Emily Ursu as the valedictorian. Ursu asked ECS music teacher Kyle Whitehead to introduce her. He reflected on his experiences with her, noting that he knew Ursu long before she came to ECS, through their involvement with the Estevan Recreational Dance Club. Whitehead was at the dance recitals, running the music and the lights. There was always this one student that Miss Brooke, owner Brooke Wilson, had helping her out, and doing anything that she can, Whitehead said of Ursu. She was always there, working as a class helper. She was always Miss Brooke's right hand, and eventually became one of the teachers of the students, Whitehead said of Ursu. When Ursu reached high school, Whitehead always asked her if she would join band. She said no, opting for choir instead. The next year, Whitehead started teaching choral students, and he was able to know Ursu even more. Whitehead said Ursu's teachers used words like dependable, responsible, passionate, meticulous, stoic, humble, diligent, kind, helpful, organized, caring, talented and amazing to describe her. Those are only some of the traits that Emily possesses and shares with us every day, and I know when she's off to British Columbia next year, a whole new group of people will have the privilege, as we all have, of getting to know, work with and love this utterly amazing human being, said Whitehead. People in Estevan will miss her greatly, he said. But it is time for her to make the world a better place.